Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, folks, I wish that we could eliminate the income tax with tariffs. But I also don't know why Trump keeps saying that. Because we can't do it. Not even close. And look, I'm very sympathetic to it because the way that this country ran up until the income tax amendment passed in the early 1900s, it was 1913. Pretty sure it was 1913. The way this country ran until then was that it was largely funded off of tariffs, not completely, but largely. That is what the founders intended. Trump is correct to want to do this. The idea would be to build an economic wall around America so foreign influence coming in via business could not have sway here. And so that was the tariffs were supposed to do that, but they were also supposed to fund a very tiny federal government that really was only going to provide a military, maintain federal roads, and do a couple small other little things. So the math worked. And it worked. And I wish we could return to that. Believe me, I want to. Trump's is actually constitutionally correct and is correct according to the vision of the founding fathers. Unfortunately, the founding fathers believed that any income tax was slavery. That is why there was not one until 1913. When we foolishly decided to tax ourselves and created the behemoth that is destroying everything in its path. What we really need to do is repeal the income tax amendment. I wish we could. Wish we could do it. And there would be panic because you can't fund most of this stuff and we'd have to cut it because there's no income. We'd have to do something, though, also forbidding the printing of money. But folks, this idea, I don't know why Trump keeps saying this. Because he can't do it. Here's the reality. If you look at all of the money that Trump's tariffs have generated, you go, I'm going to be generous. I'm going to go all the way back to 2018. First term. Because some of those tariffs, Biden actually kept them in place. And you get a total through early December, right? Through basically yesterday. We have collected in tariff revenue $1.18 trillion total. And we spend $7 trillion a year now, which is absurd. I mean, we've doubled it since 2020. It used to be between $3 and $4 trillion. Half of that's printed. So, I mean, unless Trump is planning to print a gazillion dollars every year, I don't know why he's saying this. It's kind of sad, actually, because it gives people false hope. If you want to look at, you know, really optimistically, what are we doing? All right, well, they're saying on the current trajectory, if the Supreme Court does not get rid of the tariffs, which there's, I think, 50-50 coin flip, they will. Most we've generated in a month since Trump's new presidency is $32 billion. So what are we talking? Tops, half a trillion a year in tariff revenue? Look, we could easily have a half a trillion dollar government if we return to the true constitutional government of our founding fathers. Almost all of that would be spent for the military. And I don't even think we need a $1 trillion military. I really don't. I think we do it with half that and beat the Chinese. There's so much fraud and waste. Remember, we were going to audit the military, and then we sort of went, oh, well, maybe we won't. Yeah, that's not good. We should audit it. There's massive fraud in there. I guarantee it. Elon Musk put it at somewhere between 20 and 25%. I'm sure that there is. But whatever the case, I'd be all on board for that. I love that idea. I'm all for it. In fact, jack the tariffs up. But the bottom line is you can't do what he's saying you can do. And I would love to tell you this morning that you can, but you can't. Not with the trillions in debt we have. And not when you're spending $7 trillion a year. Which, folks, is why billions of dollars going missing in Minnesota wasn't even noticed. So I wish Trump would stop saying this. I know he's kind of desperate, but he had that one chance to cut things and he didn't take it. That's why he and Elon Musk broke up. And look, we're stuck with this. He's going to have a very hard time doing much to slow the increase in prices. Although he's done a lot. I mean, we've got it down to a historically normal range, but it's still the top of it for price increases. So we're not in the Bidenflation era, but still. There's not much he could do for people. And again, when you decide to print $7 trillion a year, yeah. So again, we're looking at roughly half a trillion in tariff revenue continuing. And I'm being optimistic. I'm taking the best month. By the way, did you see what Costco did? This is very telling. They just filed the first lawsuit seeking to recoup the tariff money from the federal government that they claim they've paid if the Supreme Court throws the tariffs out. They want to be first in line. Now, my question for them as a judge would be, wait a minute. You're saying that you paid the money? Because didn't you pass the cost along to your customers of these tariffs? Well, you don't get to get paid twice. I mean, you don't get to pass the cost of the tariffs along to your customers and then get paid again by the federal government. I'm hoping these judges will do the math and throw these suits out. But we're looking right now at the tariff money having to be maybe paid out again to all these companies. I mean, it's just like, it's false hope and it's not an answer. It's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.